So Mark Vonnegut's best-selling book, The Eden Express, is as much a classic of 60s and 70s counterculture as Ken Kesey's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Vonnegut's book was the story of confronting mental illness and the peculiar ambiguities and views of schizophrenia a generation ago. His new book, Just Like Someone Without Mental Illness Only More So, is an update and a return to a narrative that has in part defined Mark Vonnegut's life. He's a respected physician, a graduate of Harvard Medical School, and the son of the late Kurt Vonnegut. Dr. Mark Vonnegut joins us today from Boston. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
You know, it's great to have you here, and I have to say I am so in admiration of the gentle as well as informative voice that comes from these pages. As a doctor, though, I am motivated to ask you right at the outset, what's it like? I guess it's been 25 years since your last serious bipolar breakdown.
Yep.
What's it like over a quarter century living with this? Is it feeling like a bomb's about to go off, or is it more like an uneasy relationship that you just sort of are constantly aware of and you work hard on and keep it going?
That's more accurate. It is an uneasy relationship. And in the Eden Express, I think I gave people the impression that I got better and went to medical school and lived happily ever after. That's not what happens. But I think I have come to some peace and some acceptance with my companion, my illness.
And, you know, as a graduate of Harvard Medical School, you describe, I mean, it is an amazing story how, first of all, how outlandish you thought it would be that you would be accepted to Harvard Medical School and then that you would become a doctor. In the course of your journey as a doctor, you describe in very compelling ways how random you think both our condition biologically in life is and even how names come to various illnesses, mental or otherwise. What is this randomness?
Well, it's just the circumstances we live in really define us as much as our genetics, and circumstances are random. My life would have been very, very different if I hadn't gone to Harvard Medical School. My life would have been very different if I had had, you know, 10 breaks instead of 4.
And describe the way in which people in the 60s tended to view romantically mental illness, which was in part the subject of the Eden Express.
We like to believe that mental illness was a right reaction to an unright society, or as Artie Lang said, a sane response to an insane society. The problem is, looking at it from the other side, if you're a mentally ill person trying to get a life back, your mental illness is dependent on the sanity of your society. You're in big trouble.
And so as compelling as, say, Ken Kesey's metaphor that, the crazy people are just the renegades who see things truly, is in many ways a metaphor that enslaves people with real mental illness.
That's absolutely true.
And, I mean, what would you say to authors like Kesey and Artie Lang, of course, who made a huge sort of clinical practice, it seemed, out of his philosophical views?
I'd say, you know, it was a point of view worth exploring. But I think in terms of helping people get better, it's much more good art than good medicine.
Can you tell the story in this book of how you diagnosed an individual who you were transporting to a hospital, a little girl who was diagnosed with, an infection that was supposed to kill her, but somehow, and it reminded me of an episode of House, you figured out that, no, it was something quite different and saved her life, and your feelings about that?
It was as a consequence of my being a young man with a huge chip on his shoulder, I was really so uptight that I just thought that everything was my job. And the thing that shook me about that story is how little joy and excitement I took out of saving a life.
Why?
Because I believed it was just my job. And there was something about believing that I, as an individual, had made myself get better from mental illness the first time around, which made me rather uptight and joyless.
So in many ways, it is like that crusty character in House. I mean, there's none of the
Absolutely.
Tenderness.
Absolutely. I identify with him so much, and I'm glad I'm not him anymore.
Why are you not him anymore?
because I've been beaten out of it. I've come to see that favorable circumstances are much more responsible for my recovery and good life than anything I did.
Now, if I was going to, what is your specialty again, Ryan? Remind us.
Pediatrics.
And if I was going to bring my kids to you and know your history, why wouldn't I just, like, run out of the room screaming and go, no way, man?
Somebody else asked me that the other day, and I said, anybody who's going to hold my history against me has more problems than I do.
And speaking of your...
I have such a good way of sort of dodging the issue in terms of somebody said, I say, oh, I read the Eden Express, or I've read everything your father's read or whatever. I say, yeah, and, you know, how high is the fever and how long have you had this horrible rash?
Which brings us to the Kurt Vonnegut son. Now, there's a bar. There's a bar to get over.
For me, it was how do I get over the fact that my father doesn't go to work and we're Democrats, everybody else is Republican. I felt much less than. My father didn't assume such gargantuan proportions until I was like in my 20s.
And it's a personal story, though, that you tell at the end of this book, just like Someone Without Mental Illness, only more so. As much as we admire Kurt Vonnegut for his imagination, his politics, and his boldness, you admire him for teaching you to understand the narrative within yourself.
Correct.
Can you ever thank him enough for that?
I never can, because there is, that is a gift that, allowed me to, it was like sort of the crumbs that let me find my way out of the woods.
Well, we are so glad that you made your way out of the woods. This is a terrific book. Dr. Mark Vonnegut, have a terrific day.
I will.
Dr. Mark Vonnegut is the author of The Eden Express, a memoir of insanity, and Just Like Someone Without Mental Illness, Only More So, just published. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.